Welcome to Coffee to Go, where we center ourselves in the scriptures, seasons, and holy days on the Christian calendar. I'm Karen Peter, here with Blake Smith, and we welcome you on the journey. We are on the first Sunday after Christmas, and if you are a Project Zion podcast listener, you know that the Christmas season lasts 12 days, just like the song, from Christmas Day to the eve of Epiphany, or what's known as 12th night, which is January 5th. So here on the first Sunday after Christmas, still in the Christmas season, we are with Jesus, and we are in the temple, actually, with Jesus and his family. We have an opportunity to get a rare look at Jesus growing up. It's one of the few in the gospel. So Blake, let's start.
All right. Well, our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, and it is the 41st through the 52nd verse. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents were unaware of this. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. First of all, I have to say, now, all the times that I've read this, it just hit me as I was reading this now. He was in the temple for 3 days. Who found
yes.
him? Can't make it 3 hours. Wait a minute.
Not only that, where were they looking for 3 days? I mean,
exactly. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I've read that a million times, and all of a sudden it was like, wait a minute.
It was interesting, missing for 3 days when he's crucified, missing for 3 days. So we have kind of a foreshadowing thing going on there as well.
Right, exactly. So why does this matter? I want to take this from a perspective of what's kind of going on here behind the scenes. And that is that in the ancient world, and actually quite often in modern culture, we seem to give heroes, great leaders, these remarkable qualities. We remember the great things about them, and we kind of put aside the things that are less likable or maybe bad qualities. So we think of people like George Washington. We say he never told a lie, but he was a slaveholder, and we don't talk about that. And Abe Lincoln was scrupulously honest, but he also suffered from depression. So, you know, he had some weaknesses we don't often hear about or talk about. And here in this story, we have Jesus at 12 years old, and we're amazed with this remarkable ability that he has to be able to understand and debate and to teach scripture, not just to other kids, but to the learned people in the temple, the priests and teachers. And so we have created this image where we focus on those remarkable traits of Jesus. And there's a little catch here in the end where we get a sense of Jesus' humanity. One commentator says Jesus was not omniscient. He was not born omniscient. In this passage, we hear that Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. So he had things to learn, and he did learn, and he increased in maturity as he was growing up. So we see, again, yes, there were some remarkable traits about Jesus, but there was also this sense that he was a child and he needed to learn and needed to grow.
Well, in this passage, it's worse than a child. He's a almost teenager in that 12-year-old range.
Right, and he's driving his parents crazy, right? As any teenager might, or near teenager might. So he wasn't where he was supposed to be. He caused his parents anguish and also time because they had traveled probably on foot at this point for a day's journey and then a day back and then 3 days of hunting. So, but we also understand that after this point, because the passage tells us this, that Jesus became obedient to his parents and he was growing and maturing from his error. He was also increasing in wisdom, as I said, as he grew into adulthood and in favor. So this grace and climate of appreciation for his giftedness was bubbling up in him. We could say that God and humans looked kindly upon him as he got older. So the short passage is often, as is our case and the way we kind of do things, to showcase Jesus' remarkable ability with teaching. But we need to not overlook the joy to see that Jesus, like every other child, grew and made errors and learned from them and matured into a wise and appreciated adult.
And isn't that what we want for all of our kids? Right.
Yes, yeah, it gives us hope.
Exactly.
For those with teenagers, there is hope, right?
Yep.
So some questions we might ask ourselves this week is, am I more drawn to remarkable folks or those who possess a quiet wisdom? What missteps have I made in my faith journey, and what did I learn from them? And finally, in what ways have I matured in faith, belief, or spiritual discipline as I've journeyed and matured?
Well, those are good questions to come from this passage. So we mentioned at the beginning that we're still in the Christmas season. So I think a way that we can live with this passage through the week is maybe to think of one gift. It's the season of giving. So think of one gift from your own spiritual journey that you would give to your 12-year-old self. So something that you've learned later in life, later in your journey. What is a gift from your own spiritual journey that you would give to your 12-year-old self? And give thanks for that gift and keep it close as a blessing this week.
I'll have to really think hard about that because I think at 12, that was a pretty rough time. So there are probably lots of things I could give myself as a 12-year-old. But anyway, our blessing today comes from Edward Hayes, and it is called From Prayers for the Domestic Church. Divine Parent, make me as humble and healing as our mother, the earth. Make me as honest and defenseless as a child. Make me as compassionate and loving as your son, Jesus. And Lord, giver of true strength, make me as forgiving as are you yourself. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us here at Coffee to Go. We invite you to join us next time for the next part of our journey through the liturgical seasons and holy days of the Christian tradition.